Hi everyone, Sainmain here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Scott. He wants me to cover an article with a lengthy title called Moms Are Struggling with Burnout. Is it more work to let dads help? Women are tired of being the default parent, but delegating duties sometimes takes more effort. Apps can aid with household organization, but spouses need to communicate. The article is about women complaining that men aren't living up to their high standards. Women project unrealistic expectations onto the men in their lives knowing that they won't meet them, so they can belittle us and cause conflict. Women also clearly have different priorities than us. For many of them, building up social currency or capital is more important than anything else. Many women don't understand when males put in more effort into building up physical capital or resources. So women go above and beyond the call of Kegel duty, making sure that everyone is taken care of, so they can earn brownie points. But men don't value that as much because our identity is not wrapped up in being mothers, but instead about racking up brownie points in the form of dollars in our bank accounts. I watched this dynamic growing up. My mother made expectations my father couldn't usually live up to, and maybe he was being passive-aggressive so she wouldn't keep asking him to do so. Maybe that was his game plan all along. But in my relationships, I found women that were more like him than they were like the women that are described in the article that Scott sent me. I was the one that was stressed out of my mind, and it was all the fault of the women that I was with. But the majority of men won't put perfection in things that seemingly don't matter, like the minute details around raising a family, and that pisses most women off. Women need to lower their expectations, like that's ever going to happen. In reality, women are pretending to be stressed out so they can push men's emotional buttons and stress us out because it brings them great satisfaction to see us squirm. It's also a shit test. They want us to say that we can't live up to their insanely anal expectations, so we'll just sit watching television and let them do everything they need to. Because no matter what we do, we're never good enough. They only seem to respect us when we disrespect them. A guy might be wise to call their bluff and tell them to go out and find another man that'll be able to do the things that she wants him to do on her list. That guy's probably going to be a gay male and she needs good luck finding such a guy. But even if she did find a man that did all those things she wanted him to do, she would probably still find a reason to complain. Because it's not about solving a problem. It's about finding an outlet for female frustration. Even when I was playing the domestic goddess role in my relationships, it still wasn't enough to keep the shaming language and complaints from coming from women that I was with, even though they were the ones that were not living up to my expectations. Scott mentions Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook complaining about life being tough as a mother in this world. Even though she's a billionaire, they can afford personal servants and is under investigation for misusing the resources from the Zuck the Cuck Corporation for her third strong and independent wedding. I'll share what's in the article, which is actually behind a paywall, in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to women complaining that men don't act like women, clown world show. Here's a chunk from that article and I quote, Sarah Sperry was on autopilot as she worked long hours, cared for three children and carried the mental load in her household. Then she had a panic attack at work. Her husband, Chris Sperry, didn't realize how overwhelmed she'd become with scheduling doctor's appointments, keeping track of kids' homework, and managing the mom text chains as well. So what was the reason she didn't talk about it or try and delegate? Until she couldn't take it anymore. It seems that moms have been struggling to hold it together for a long time now. Many women have either exited the workforce or reevaluated their career goals as a result of burnouts. Even Sheryl Sandberg, whose book Lean In encouraged women to pursue their professional goals, has reportedly told people that feeling burnout was among her reasons for stepping down as chief operating officer for Facebook parent company Meta Platforms Incorporated. Women often don't dole out the work to their husbands, say many people who have studied interpersonal family relationships. Reasons range from the woman's fear of confrontation to their expectation of subpar results from their husbands. Motherhood is synonymous with caring, and for many women that means doing all the chores and shopping, said Blessing Adesian, founder of Mother Honestly, a company that advocates for gender equality in the workplace and home. Surveys her company have conducted showed that moms are less willing than dads to overcome domestic duties because they feel their tasks must be part of their identity. They also found that women are nervous about creating tension by raising the issue. Dadtitude, which Two Dads launched last year to help other fathers become more confident parents, offers guides on how dads can be better parents, unquote. The rest of the article talks about a couple named Sarah and Chris and how they need to figure out how to communicate and work together. The theme of women not complaining about their supposedly lazy husbands keeps coming up over and over again. On the surface, it looks like women just want men to step up and read their minds. But I think there's more to it than that. I think women enjoy the conflict that a lack of communication creates. It seems that women are always looking for something to complain about. That company Dadtitude that I mentioned is just there, and it helps men fail their shit test with their wives. I can't believe that there are entire companies out there encouraging simping and creating married men that are no longer respected by their wives. How about just letting kids be kids? Why do today's women feel the need to micromanage and control every aspect of their child's behavior and activities? I guess they can't do that when other kids are getting a head start in life. I remember seeing this sort of insanity in the early 1990s, with competition between women to get their kids in the best nursery schools and kindergartens. It's insanity that women are trying to drag men into it, but most men aren't having any of it. If a guy doesn't realize how overwhelmed a woman is, then clearly she needs to communicate better with him. But the fear of being judged and nervousness on the part of the woman is constantly brought up in this article. The so-called people studying interpersonal family relationships are using reason and rationality to figure out why women do the things that they do. But when was the last time a woman got nervous telling you what she wanted from you? Yeah, I'm not really buying that explanation. There's always a good reason for why women do the things that they do, and then there's the real reason. They're burning themselves out competing with other women and their kids with stupid status games. They're not able to keep up on that treadmill, so they're not taking accountability for the hyper-competitive social structure that they find themselves in. So instead, they're blaming men for not being supportive enough. The men are the convenient scapegoat for their craziness. If only men would do what they wanted, things would be better, of course. But newsflash, they won't. What will happen is the moment women get some free time thanks to their husbands, they will basically find other things to keep themselves busy with and expand their multitasking even more. Guys just don't realize this, so they keep giving women what they think they want. But what about women 200 or 300 years ago? How did they raise children back then before fridges, washers, dryers, and easy bake ovens? Women complaining today about organizing emails and to-do lists is laughable, when 200 years ago they had to cook over an open flame and give birth to 5 to 10 children and risk losing their lives each time. Men have given them technology to make life easier. And what do they do with it? They complicate life even more, our lives included. What do you think is going to happen when we make more and more time-saving devices in the future? But as I was saying, this isn't about women's lives being a lot easier. This is all about shit-testing males. If we really wanted to pass those shit tests, we would just ignore women and watch them self-destruct. A woman is always going to make her life more complex and find a good reason to do so. Then when she can't keep up with all the things she's making herself busy with, she'll blame men for it. It's like that meme of the astronaut looking at the Earth, and the other one behind him saying it always has been, with a gun pointed at his back. The astronaut might as well be saying women will never be satisfied, and realizing it. And then the female astronaut behind him that wants to shoot him says, we never will be, and it's always been that way. Women not only spread unhappiness to men around them, but they also make themselves unhappy, because they generally have much higher levels of neuroticism than men do. Show me a happy woman and I'll show you a woman worthy of an Oscar, because she's a great actress and pretending. No matter what we do, women will always be restless, and they will always try and take away a man's ability to rest away from him. That's probably the most important reason to go your own way from them, because you won't have peace of mind otherwise. You have to decide what's important to you, pussy or peace. As you get older, you crave pussy less and less, and you crave peace more and more. But as women get older, they crave drama more than peace, which tends to just bore them. Speaking of stress, I just briefly want to bring up a potential stress that Elon Musk is dealing with when it comes to why he bought Twitter. One of his many sons has recently decided to change his name and become transgendered. Musk has said that wokeness is going to destroy civilization as well as his dream of getting to Mars. So he's taking it on with his Twitter purchase. But what if his son going woke and becoming trans has something to do with it? It's certainly not out of the realm of possibility, considering that his son will soon be his daughter. When the wokesters message your children, it's going to open up a wound deep down inside, and when that happens, you're willing to destroy their web of woke by taking down Twitter. With the whole Roe vs. Wade thing being repealed, and many states banning abortion, I think I'm right when I made the video called Banning Abortion is Only the Beginning. I think that the far right is not going to stop there, and that cuckservatives might be coming for your porn next, to shore up the birth rates as well. We might be entering a digital dark age soon. Ironically, we might be able to keep our freedom of speech, but imagine if they start trying to ban fapping material in America and make it an offense to possess it worthy of going to jail. I'm hearing the rumblings of this and luckily have been saving terabytes and terabytes of my favorite content for years. But even still, we all know there's the thrill of new content and material that can't be replicated by the old stuff. Even Elon Musk might get behind that with regards to keeping the fertility rates up. I know it's protected by the Free Speech Amendment in the Constitution, but we're entering crazy town now, when anything might be possible. Again, I think that the Roe vs. Wade rollback has to do with China restricting abortion, which is as close to a ban as they can come to. The red states might see a big spike in birth rates, and that might be enough to tilt the demographic power to the right in America. The left and right want to restrict our freedoms. Neither are friends of MGTOW. Just remember that. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Scott for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Elon Musk's new daughter is probably going to get smashed by Chad Roan's pocket rocket and Musk won't like it. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the woke left from turning all of Elon Musk's other sons into trannies away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.